From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and now we're going to spend some time with an artist of many names. Growing up in Jamaica, he was known as Wayne Roden. He's also known as Rankin Don, a name he picked up as a DJ in reggae dance halls. Now he's teamed up with the popular children's musician Dan Zanes, where he took on another moniker, Father Goose. And under that name, he aims his dance hall boogie at a pint-sized audience.
Yeah. Yum on banana. Salt is my favorite dish. The fling to stone, duck and semis. This a mongoose that you can't get this. They no know me no good, good something. Think me only love fried dumpling. Give them a 6 or 9 in the morning. Sky mongoose.
Father Goose's new solo album, It's a Bam Bam Diddly, draws on the music he heard as a child growing up in Jamaica. He says he likes to take those traditional songs and add his Father Goose twist.
I add a few flavors, you know, my own seasoning.
Your own seasoning, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what goes into that mix?
Well, I add some, you know, some nice lyrics, some nice moods, attitudes, and, you know, a few little of the Goose special ingredients.
It's a bomb, bomb, diddly.
Why did you decide to move into children's music? How did that happen?
Well, it all started when I got a call from a very good friend of mine, Dan Zane, to try something new. Yes, I went kicking and screaming, of course. And
you didn't like the idea at first?
Well, it was new to me, so I was kind of skeptic at first. I liked the idea of recording, but not to perform in front of kids that didn't know what to say or how to act.
But wait, you're a performer. You're used to working in dance halls, and that's a tough audience to make sure that the floor is always filled. You were concerned about performing in front of kids? Is that a tough audience?
Yes. It's a weird thing. It's easier for me to perform in front of, you know, thousands of people than to perform in front of 2 or 3. You know, it's just a weird thing. I don't know. It's just, that's how I am, I guess.
Everybody, them a come down the line now.
You actually tour with Dan Zanes, and he often calls you out in the course of the performance. And people, as I understand it, at his concerts, the kids often sing along. They know the music. They've heard it, you know, heard these songs over and over and over again. Your music is designed to get kids moving. It's really dance music. So what happens in that performance when you step on stage?
Well, basically, they call it the dance party segment. And that's all we do, just dance and have fun. You know, we come out to enjoy ourselves and just have a big party on stage. And that's what I love doing. You know, I love to have fun. The best thing for me is when people is enjoying themselves more than anything else. I love to put smiles on people's face, and that in turn lets me feel good inside.
How has it changed you as an artist?
Well, I'm more disciplined now and more mature, but still, I'm a big kid on stage. So there's no way getting around that.
Ask you about one of the songs on the CD. It's called Music Man, and the first voice that we hear in this song is your mother.
Yes.
Imagine you have been all over the world now with your music. You are not a little goose anymore. You are Father Goose. the music man.
The goose is on the control tower. Show it each and every hour. Yeah! Walla la 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 la. Slang bang bang diddle 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 diddle. Walla la 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 la. Hey, I'm a music man. You know, that's what I am.
How did you choose that name, Father Goose?
Well, it was the first track that we did called Father Goose. That was the name of the track. It was a medley. And then the name stuck. I tried everything in my power to get rid of the name, but it wouldn't work.
Why didn't you like it?
I don't know. It was just weird to me at first. Coming from Rankin Dawn, Father Goose? No, it didn't sound good. You know, I got a lot of flack. A lot of radio stations were like, "You're what? Father what? Okay, you believe that the dancehall rude boy is now Father Goose? Come on." You know, so to me, I'm happy because now I bring something new to them.
That's what I am. I'm telling you, it's an exclusive. Something running through my mind. Music every day. Hey.
If you always turn to music to express yourself or for comfort, or what does music mean to you?
Music is like oxygen to me. I try to walk away from it, put it aside, and it keeps pulling me back. You know, I just love music. Everything about music, I just love to express myself. It brings my mood up. Everything, it's so good. It's a tool to help me let people enjoy themselves on many levels.
What's then free ride, mama? What's then free ride? Kumba fish, mama.
Well, you know, I keep calling you Father Goose because I'm not sure if I should call you Wayne or Rankin Dawn.
Father Goose is perfect.
Father Goose is perfect? Okay.
I love the name Father Goose.
You embrace it now.
I embrace it with a lot of love.
All right. Well, Father Goose, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
That was Father Goose. His new album is called It's a Bam Bam Diddley. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.